Hi, this is Dr. Sage, dictating medical report. Patient first name is Ali, A-L-I, last name is Mirza, M-I-R-Z-A. Date of birth is 12-23-1998. Period examination date is 01-04-2022. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of low back pain. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he lifted the weights 5 days ago, and after that he noticed a pop in his back, and since then patient has pain in the low back, and it is worse upon exertion. Period. The pain level is 6 or 7, and is relieved after resting. Period. Patient has similar pain 2 years ago, which subsided. Period. Patient does not. Some patients state that sometimes he has radiation of pain to the leg, otherwise unremarkable, but he is able to do his daily chores. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma dizziness, comma headache, comma delusion, comma ear pain, comma sore throat, comma cough, comma sputum protection, comma fever, comma chills, comma exposure to infections or allergies, comma chest pain, comma shortness of breath, comma nausea, comma vomiting, comma change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma urinary or bowel incontinence, comma leg swelling or calf swelling, comma tremors, comma focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma skin rashes or loss of consciousness or depression. Period. Next line. Past medical history are remarkable. Period. Next line. Allergies are none. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history, none. Period. Next line. Family history, grandparents have diabetes mellitus. Period. Next line. Preventive care is reviewed and discussed in detail. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient lives with his parents. He has 3 siblings. Patient does summer jobs, and he never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid alignment or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Genital examination is unremarkable without any hernia. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or tremors or leg swelling, comma, next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the lumbar soft tissues at low back, and lumbar forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees. Period. Lateral flexion is unremarkable. Period. Next line, skin is healthy without any rashes. Period. Next line, psychologically, patient appears stable and has a normal affect. Period. Next patient is Kunjabala, K-U-N-J-A-B-A-L-A, last name is Javeri, J-H-A-V-E-R-I, date of birth is 1-1-26-1939, period examination date is 01-04-2022, period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after a COVID infection, comma, low back pain, comma, both hip pain, comma, fatigue, comma, minimal leg swelling, correction, leg swelling, comma, cough, and urinary incontinence. Period. Next line. Subject to colon, patient stated that she had a severe cough, and then she had a COVID nasal swab test, which was positive. After that, patient quarantined for 2 weeks. She still have cough without any sputum protection, and there is no fever or chills. Period. Next line. Patient also complained of low back pain, and it is worse upon exertion. And she had the back pain on and off for a few months, and the back pain level is 5, and it is relief after resting. Period. Next line. Patient has pain in both hips, and the worst is on the left side, and it is worse upon walking, and she used cane to walk, and patient walks short distances, about 4 or 5, about 10 or 20 steps, and she has to take rest. Patient has not fallen down. Period. Next line. Patient feels fatigue and tired despite good nutrition. Period. Next line. Patient has noticed a swelling of both the legs and sometimes it is very heavy to walk, and she does not have any open wounds. Period. Next line. The patient has a cough on and off without any sputum production, and she has used cough medication with some relief. Period. Next line. Patient has a urinary incontinence, and lately she has worsening of the condition, and she is going to be seen by a urogynecologist. Patient does not have any burning urination and has not seen any blood in the urine. Zero. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied. Severe headache, comma, double vision, comma, dizziness, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough. Correction, sore throat, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, change in the bowel habits or urine, correction, change in the bowel habits or urine color, comma, calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, or loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for recent COVID infection, and she is recuperating. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 50 microgram once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on pravastatin 20 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of anxiety, and she is on sertraline 100 milligram once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on 50,000 units once a week. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on famotidine 20 milligram once a day. Period. Next line. A patient occasionally has tingling of the upper and lower extremities, and she is on gabapentin 300 milligram once at the bedtime. Period. Next line. Allergies are to penicillin and moderate rashes. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history, none. Period. Next line. Family history, not contributory. Period. Next line. Social history, patient is a widow, and she lives by herself. Her son is in New York. And patient currently does not work. She never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line. Review of system, correction. Next line. Objective colon. HEANT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple, and there is no thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity, and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is obese without any tenderness, and there is no suprapubic tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has pilledema bilaterally without any skin changes. Period. Peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, but patient walks with a slow pace and using the cane, and complaining of pain in the left hip more than the right. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissue of the lumbar spine, and lumbar flexion is painful at 90 degrees. Period. Patient also have tenderness in both the hips, and passive range of movement is limited, and weight bearing is more painful. Period. Next line. Psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal affect. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions were answered to her satisfaction, and she verbalized full understanding. Period. Next patient is Devin, D-E-V-I-N, last name Omen, O-O-M-M-E-N. Date of birth is 01-03-1991. Period. Examination date is 01-04-2022. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after COVID infection, comma. Follow-up after echocardiogram and abnormal lab. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient was exposed to COVID infection, and he had cough was feeling a very weak patient and had a COVID test, was positive, and he quarantined for past 14 days. And patient has no more cough. However, he had palpitations on and off. He was seen by cardiologist and he underwent event monitor, and the results are reviewed and discussed with patient in detail. It shows sinus tachycardia without any significant abnormality except few premature atrial beats period. Patient also have laboratory tests done recently and his triglyceride was more than 250. However, his cholesterol was not very high. All other blood chemistry was within normal limits, including CBC. And again, the results were reviewed with the patient in detail and all her questions were answered to his satisfaction. He verbalized full understanding period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum protection, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits or stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, severe back pain or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for attention deficit disorder and is on medication name VYVANSE, 40 milligram once a day as per his psychiatrist. Period. Next line. Allergies are none, period. Next line. Social history. Recent surgical history. None, period. Next line. Family history. Mother has diabetes mellitus and hypothyroidism, period. Next line. Social history. Patient single. He has no children. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has a rapid first and second ultrasound without any cardiac murmur. It improved after resting. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness or bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion regarding cardiac correction regarding palpitation, and he was not able to attend the school because of the COVID infection and work off for palpitation. Period. Next patient is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, last name Etheridge, E-T-H-R-I-D-G-E. Date of birth is 01-06-1971. Period. Examination date is 01-04-2022. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after a COVID infection. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that her husband was positive for COVID and patient then developed a severe headache associated with fatigue, and she had her COVID test done and was positive. Patient was quarantined for 14 days. And she occasionally have headaches, but she is fatigued, and she started doing some stretching exercises. Period. Patient did not require any hospitalization, and her oxygen saturation at home was 95% and above. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, comma, severe back pain or rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D supplement 50,000 units once a week. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of migraine headache, and she is on Relpax 20 milligram twice a day as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of chronic pain, especially in the hands, and she is on gabapentin 300 milligram once in the evening. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on simvastatin 20 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Allergies are none. Period. Correction. Allergy to pollen, and it is mild cough or mild rashes. Period. Next line. recent surgical history, non-period, extended family history. Correction, a social history patient is married, lives with her husband, and she has two children. The patient works in a grocery store as a clerk, period. Patient quit smoking in 2020, and she has no history of alcohol abuse or substance abuse. Period. Next line, objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, is supple with thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination. Has normal first and second response without any cardiac murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line, upper extremities has chronic changes in the hands and especially thumbs. And she's been seen by specialist. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. End of dictation.